Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
No.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 35. And that man is an abbreviation for, well, really an acronym also for Music Activism News. And the number here for those online, you can use that number of 646-478-0944. Wow. 216-450 followed by 216-406. I promise to get to you all shortly. Just let me give everybody three quick disclaimers. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. I'm talking about info, not me on a soapbox. So if you hear me on a soapbox, you really don't have to write a whole lot of it down unless you choose to. Disclaimer Number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You are important. I feel the creator allowed this show to be here to be able to speak to everybody and to do my very best on that. What I can say, though, well, you have so many things to deal with. If something happens, and let's say you're put back online, you haven't pressed the one key. You say, wait a minute, I wish I had said something. You could press the one key, or you could hang up and call back, and that lets me know with the time remaining, we'll come back to you. I do want to take the time before I get started into anything else to take the phone calls to let people know the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Music, entertainment, give some people a little bit of an idea of some things that may have happened. Debuting number 10, the Speak Up Poetry, which happened at Cleveland State University the past Friday evening. It happens at the Cleveland State University Black Studies Department, first Friday of every month. Also, number 9, debuting, Shaw High Reunion at Forest Hills Park. They had an after party with hundreds at Tucker's Casino, and they just took over the whole street. They even did a prayer for East Cleveland, realizing the, let's say, gentrification and other forces at bay that we've gotten into. We won't worry about it tonight. We'll have to get into it some more next week. Number 8, moving up, my man Inferno. Number 7, Emax. Number 6, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, King Swisher, the Oppressed People's Nation Minister of Information. Number 5, moving up, Black House Sounds, videos on YouTube under Joseph Motley Jr., J.R. Jr. Number 4, HJS Music, more later. Number 3, a debut. You might say, entertainment? Nah. But yes, indeed, with what was done and said, we'll get into that later on. But number 3 spot, Prime Minister Honorable Louis Farrakhan, who made it to Cleveland. Number 2, Black Man's Army theme heard by over 9,400 people. More on that later. Biggest jump, number 1, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later, especially the fact that people can now earn money from coming there. I have to get into that particular situation. I also want to give a big shout-out before I go and do things. I've given you enough time to figure out, why do I need to take down information? It's because you might miss certain things. And when I say you might miss certain things, it's such the fact we'll start out and say Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m., 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road, intersection, 44112 is the area code, and 44112 is the area code. And I also want to take the time, since I talked about that, to go into one small thing that I feel like I get a chance to definitely get into, and I'm real thankful. You can always go to on Facebook, Who Has the Power of Radio. Also, when it comes to Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook, you can check out The Gambit Radio. I am a superwoman, bored and restless, Miss Contagious. Let them know where you heard it from. Definitely, my job is just to link people together with other people who are doing things, strong things in the community, like they used to do on radio when I was coming along. But that's a long, long time ago. Before I get into a soapbox, which is needless, I'm going to see if 216-450 would like to say anything at all to.
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Man, I'm doing good. How have you been?
So why are you talking
man,
to me?
Good, man. Low key, man. Formulating the contemplation.
I feel you. So what's going on and where you at? It sounds like you're having a great time.
Oh, man, I'm up the way on the south side, man, in my hood, man, around all my family, enjoying the holiday.
I'm glad you are. I really am. What's on your mind, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I just had to call in because I feel like I ain't graced this show in a minute. I feel like I've been neglecting it. You know, you can't do that to the day one.
I feel you, man, and I appreciate the phone calling. If you can let people know who you are.
Hey, if the people don't know, man, if you listen to this show every single week, you've been listening to it for about the past 6-7 months now, you should know my voice. If you don't, man, it's the boy, man, Gambino, man, 2 times Gambino Red, man.
I feel you. Now, that sounds real good, and I appreciate that. So with that being said, you've always been a serious artist. You've always talked about certain things that's going on, and I'm going to ask you, man, your feelings on what's going on in Cleveland, especially when you have a 15-year-old, 13-year-old. You know, they were shot, fortunately not fatally, but then you turn around, and 3 days later, a 5-year-old. And you've always talked about things from your experiences with the Panther movement and a few other things like that. What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, I mean, that whole thing with that killing, man, like, man, we need to stop this black-on-black crime. Like, it ain't getting us nowhere in the city. Like that shit, it's bringing us down. Like, we just got to where people say we're a tourist attraction now. Like, you know what I'm saying? 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, nobody want to come to Cleveland. They want a tourist attraction. And y'all messing that up with all the killings, because they thinking, oh, Aka might be thinking, I'm riding here, this might be the wrong side of town, I might get killed, I might get carjacked. Like, you know what I'm saying? The things that they out here killing folk, man, is petty, man. I done been to the county. It's niggas in there robbing niggas on armed robbery cases for petty shit, man. And it's senseless what niggas is out here killing folk. Just to have a name, man. A name ain't shit. Because you can still have a name, and that same person you might have been trying to fool yourself to, or the same people that you're trying to fool yourself to, might be the ones that take you out.
That is so true, man. And I appreciate you for always keeping it real and saying what's on your mind.
I know how to do it.
You always. I feel you, man. You always cause us to think. And how can people check you out and get a hold of you, brother?
You can check me out on Instagram at I Am Gambino Red. Matter of fact, no, at Gambino Red. I'm sorry, I changed it. Facebook, HM Gambino Red. Twitter, Gambino Red. Fuck with me. Click the link in my bio. Fuck with me.
Okay. I feel you. As a matter of fact, I have something coming up that you and some of the people around you will probably like. Something that I know they've heard before, and
yeah,
I
always. Yeah, no, we
want to
hear that Gambino Red, man. Everybody, we chilling. We want to hear that Gambino Red.
That's why I said, man, you hold a line. I think they'll like what they're getting ready to hear.
Oh yeah, we definitely go hold, because you know it might be a conversation. I might have to shoot you a text. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might say something that get me. You know how I be. I might end up having to get back in on the line.
Ain't no problem. I appreciate that. I'll be back with you shortly, brother.
Oh, yeah, big bad, bro.
I promise you that.
Please. As a matter of fact, while I'm listening to that, I want to give a shout-out today, too. Wow, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop, DJ Dollar Rock. He had the Labor Day. He decided to have the all-beef usual chicken cookout. Mama Porter, HJS Music was there. It was family fun at the Down Solid House of Hits. So I love that. It took my mind away from some of the BS that was going on. Before I go to the 216-406 and the 216-307 phone lines, trust me, I will get to you. I want to let people know, should you choose, you can check out Mondays, 2 a.m., the Ohio Hip Hop Awards Butter Show, which is Cleveland Standard Time, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. And when I say Monday at 2 a.m., you kind of missed it. It happens like Sunday night going into Monday morning. And then also, I want to let people know you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. Soapbox time, real quick soapbox time. I just want to let people know, because I can't believe it's going on, and sadly I can't. One of the reasons why we definitely need to rain down on that petty BS of black-on-black crime that's still going on, the Cleveland Police Union, they're adding insult to injury. They sued Cleveland, Ohio, for those who were unaware of it. They sued Cleveland, Ohio, to keep new cadets from having to move to Columbus to train for Cleveland Police Department jobs. Now, the union leader, Steve Loomer, said changes to the unilateral knee-jerk reaction of the city, a.k.a. potential training centers, and the Justice Department dissent decree, they feel it's a knee-jerk reaction to the dissent decree that the Justice Department came up with and by saying, hey, Cleveland, you're not doing things right. Now, many cadets, according to Steve Loomis, remember, he's the union leader, so we know whose side he's on, he said the cadets can't leave Cleveland for several months and will be forced to drop out, which is bad for the city and unfair to recruits who've already invested time and money into the process. Now, the lawsuit also adds the changes to the training academy weren't approved by Civil Service Commission or City Council and violate state and federal laws. Even though the Justice Department pointed out it was the Justice Department, federal department, they pointed out and threatened to sue Cleveland. And they said that we needed a dissent decree and are failing. But Steve Loomis does say that the training centers are second to none in Ohio and definitely are good in Cleveland. Steve Loomis should recognize that if our training center was so good, there'd be no 12-year-old Tamir Rice shot in 0.07 seconds. There'd be no 137 shots where police officers ignored break off the chase calls that came over the internet system, the intercom system, and Tanisha Anderson wouldn't have been body slammed on the ground and all of them losing their lives. Then again, maybe the training was good, but the cops were wrong. Now, the lawsuit must have scared Cleveland because everybody was waiting for Cleveland to start a disciplinary hearing against the 13 officers involved in the 2012, November 2012, 137 shots murder of Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. But those hearings were put off. They were just put off last week because the police union asked the city to put it on hold until they can go over 13 discs and some packages of at least 60 pages long material. Steve Loomis said the police involved need more time to prepare their defense. But wait a second. Number one, they've had almost 3 years to get a good defense. And number two, I'm sure a lot of inmates in Lucasville, Marysville, Mansfield, they would have loved to have had a three-year wait so they could get their defense together. But I'm going to get off my soapbox, and I'm going to say 216-406. 216-406, I'm off my soapbox. How are you doing?
You could have stayed on it, Brother Al. This is Tina Hobson. I am a superwoman. How are you?
I'm doing good because you're on the line. You helped me get my mind back where it needed to be on the show.
Okay. Well, you were doing okay. I just leaned back, okay? I'm like,
okay.
I'm ready to hear all you got to say. Wow. But I'm sitting here heartbroken, Brother Al, over all these senseless killings of our babies. You know,
yeah.
I spent time with my 2-year-old great granddaughter this morning, and I want to see her grow. I want to see her be a mother and a grandmother. You know, the way this city is headed, I'm so afraid for her. You know, I'm afraid for myself. You know, now that I have to protect myself, overly protect myself, you know, almost on the verge of being paranoid, I don't like this feeling. I don't want to be out after dark. I don't want to be out in the daytime anymore. You know, I'm too old to be afraid for myself, my mother, my granddaughter, my daughter, my great-granddaughter. It's 5 generations of us. I'm blessed. I am truly blessed. And I want my great-granddaughter to be as blessed as I am. This has got to daggone it stop. I'm tired. Ooh.
I am too. As a matter of fact, before I ask you to let people know what it is that you do, because you're definitely a doer, not a talker. You know, Speak Up Poetry, it was last Friday at Cleveland State. And I was looking forward to going because, you know, people will talk about, and this is a weird correlation, but I have to use it and break it down. You know, that's how my Friday was pre-planned. You make your plans,
yeah.
God orders your steps. Now, Thursday, I was on an emotional high because I had seen Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speak. I was able to see and hear his message. The day before, I heard a private message. Now, I'm on a high. And just like some people would say, well, if I'm drinking or if I'm smoking weed, somebody come along and mention you got to go to work or did you do your homework, you just ruined my high. Well,
yeah.
Hearing about a five-year-old being shot on 46th Central, that just ruined my emotional high. So instead of going to the, I will say, the poetry event, I go down there, myself, Brother Art McCoy, Red, Black, and Green Bus, and
yeah.
The high was just taken to a new low because mm-hmm. when we got there, we saw the news station, we saw the mayor speaking, we saw the councilwoman, Phyllis Cleveland, and we saw all scattered throughout, it looked like business as usual. There were some residents down there who were smiling and pointing at the news media cameras and a few other things. And we had to basically speak our started night. I had to get on the mic, and I was angry by then. I was living and letting people know that, and I'm going to put it out there, that in Tremont, this wouldn't have happened in Tremont. You had the prosecutor, Tim McGinnis, get out there in Bedford, state troopers, to get rid of five people who were suspected in stealing a Porsche, two carjackings, assaulting a bartender, and maybe another robbery. But yet the same investment wasn't made when there have been multiple drive-by shootings in the past 2 months. Nobody came out with any warning on that. Lakeview area, I'll get into that a little bit later, but nobody made any invested interest in that. And I had to let people know, I don't live down here. You all do. So if you show the same interest in your area, you won't need the police just to come in there. You don't need this. And I was very fortunate that we ended up getting about 50 people out there to shut down the street from 46th and march to take over 55th and Central on Friday and Saturday in the name of Dink. And to me, just watching people get up off their behinds meant so much more than you could ever realize. So, you know, it was just a negative that hopefully and prayerfully can be turned into a positive where people realize we could take care of our own neighborhoods, and we should.
Well, Brother Al, do you think it's because we've become desensitized to all of the madness that's going on around us, and we don't even, there's a lot of people just don't even feel it, don't even feel anymore.
It's true. As a matter of fact, darn it, I might have to pull one of those tracks out the hat, but I believe that you are absolutely right, because America's biggest import and export is entertainment. And if people say, oh, music? No, it's not music. People have to realize entertainment means football, basketball, baseball, your reality TV shows. Anytime you go to your smartphone and you decide to check and see what artist is saying this about this other artist who put out the dumbest video online and things like that, we're very desensitized to what's going on in our area, in our neighborhood, and we become extremely detached. And that causes problems. As a matter of fact, you know, it used to be funny that the seniors would go to McDonald's in a lot of area, not to pick on them, but let's just say what it is. I've gone into McDonald's,
okay.
And a majority of the seniors, if anybody's heard any different, they can let me know, but a majority of them will sit there in their conversation. A lot of these gentlemen are all the women that they've banged over the years, who they could still bang, who's worn this. who's the better boxer. Yeah, so my thing on this is we need a call to arm on everybody from church, masjid, the mosque, to seniors, to everybody to say, yep, this is my area, and I'm going to take care of it. So you're right, we're desensitized, and I think a lot of people are feeling like, hey, it doesn't have a lot to do with me. I think our first phone caller, he spoke very eloquently on that part. Very eloquently, but it's across the board.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you talked about, you know, the males in McDonald's. I've sat in Bible studies at McDonald's, you know, and mm-hmm. these men were sitting adjacent. And the language, the vulgar language, and they see us with our Bibles out. It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Right.
They were saying exactly what you were saying and looked at us like we were the problem. And we're trying to spread the word of Jesus Christ, and they trying to spread trash. But that's
yeah.
the norm, and the establishment allows it.
Mm-hmm.
They allow it.
That's right.
Oh, goodness.
So, where can I find more positive output from you and your programming? Where can the listeners all over find and connect with you?
Wow, Brother Al, I am on Blog Talk also. I am a superwoman, too, on Blog Talk Radio. I air every Friday night at 9 o'clock. PM, good, clean, wholesome program, authors, financiers, motivators, counselors, coaches, anything that's positive, authors. And I've also added an additional show, Brother Al, on Sundays at 8 o'clock,
yes.
Praise and Worship Gospel Hour, Power Hour, all just uninterrupted positive gospel praise and worship music to get your next week jump started. I've got to put a different spin in the atmosphere around here. We can't keep on keeping on the way we've been. So whatever I can do, I'm on every Friday and every Sunday now on Blog Talk Radio. I am a superwoman too.
Thank you so much. If you hold a line, I promise we will get something on it I think you might like. I appreciate you.
Okay. I love you.
And I love you as well. And thank you, my sister, for real.
God bless you.
You know,
thank you.
All right. God bless you as well for at least keeping the truth going and getting the truth out there. As a matter of fact, oh, wow. I've got a couple of phone calls to go to, 216-486, and another one. You know, I'm very thankful for what's going on. Before I let it slip my mind, I just want to say, wow. I had a very, very thankful time at this is the hip-hop workshop wrap-up that happened the past Saturday. Past Saturday at Cleveland State University, the Black Studies Department, got a chance to show the film about how the red light, speed light cameras were really kicked out of Cleveland. And it featured Pastors Thompson, the Ultimate Advocates, First Lady's Dynasty, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. You had Mama Porter in the house, DJ Dollar Rock, Twiggy, Big Twan, and when I should say DJ Dollar Rock was live on the Wheels of Steel, Tammy Shakespeare from GMS, Deborah, Ronnie Walton, the man who does R&B and poetry, Team New Life, who brought in Lanny Trapp. Also, Glenn Brown came in from Akron, brought free material for those who wanted Hidden Colors 1 through 3 and other such materials. Hey, you should have been there. Anyway, I wanted to say also you had MC Derek, Willa Samuel, Suave Gotti, and DJ Dollar Rock mixed the Sheriff CD together from like the intro Against the Grain R&B edit. Conquered, the Cleveland Story, 137 Shots Remix, Radio Zero. And for those who were there, over 10 years strong, we are very thankful that people came through in the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. there's a December 5th performance that will happen either 1 hour before or after. You can definitely call and register starting at 10 p.m. after this show ends at 216-804-7462. Figure out how to go about getting your flyer. The Inner City Republicans, they presented the best hip-hop rap contest about the six Republican principles, which was free market economy fueled by the private sector, strong family and American values, educational excellence and workplace development, faith, community, and diversity, effective government, and protection for voters. And they will pay a definite cash prize, yeah, over $100. That's all I'm going to say. I'll let you think about the rest of it as we talk about this later on. But it's very interesting. I find it interesting, but I also find that if an artist is good, they should be able to basically flip and rap about almost anything. With that being said, since I don't want to be on my soapbox too long and I have two callers, I want to at least take 3 minutes. And in the 3 minutes, I want to let people know you can use this number of 646-478-0944 Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk Radio with Emax and the Mindset as they deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And you can use this number of 646-478-0944 for Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Tunes Radio Emax, Music Business 101. And I also want to let people know, this will take about the 2 minutes that would be left for 2.5. Tremont. Now, this show goes nationwide, so if this show goes nationwide, feel free to go international-wise. It goes international-wise. And Google Tremont, Cleveland, Ohio. It'll tell you it's an affluent Cleveland West Side neighborhood, cluster of largely congregated white businesses close to downtown Cleveland. Past 60 days, they've been hit by a string of robberies in that area. Affluent Tremont. Now, Prosecutor Tim McGinney gave a press conference stating they arrested five people, young black males, for the crime spree that happened within the past two months. Starting about that time to present, they attacked a bartender, carjacked a couple, stealing both cars, pistol whipped a man, and stole a Porsche. Prosecutor McGinney said Tremont, affluent West Side business district, was the wrong place to do anything wrong. Now, I'm against carjacking and robbery. So, if it's those men, I'm glad they got them. But here's my problem. Why is Tremont the wrong area to do crime in when you have murders all over the east side? Tim McGinney gave his press conference last Monday saying he worked with police in Cleveland State. He worked with the Cleveland Police Department, state troopers, and Bedford Police to bring these gentlemen to justice for assault, two carjackings, and a Porsche theft. All right, cool. But where was McGinty on our side of town? You know, during the next day of Tuesday, we had a vigil on Lakeview and Park Lawn, east side. Now, within 50 days, three were killed on Lakeview and Ada. And then the Wednesday before last, there was somebody murdered on Lakeview and Saywell. And last Saturday, not this one, but the Saturday before last, on Lakeview and Park Lawn, Frederick McIntosh was murdered, father of four, taking care of his children. And he was killed from somebody on a bicycle. But no Tim McGinty speaking on any of those particular areas. And the night of the vigil, First Lady's Dynasty, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and others heard gunfire. We heard gunfire and were shocked to hear that on East 117th and Kinsman, 13-year-old Antoine Taylor, bullet in the spleen, spine, hip, might affect his ability to walk, and 15-year-old Bernard Fullerton was shot. He was shot in the arm. So he left the vigil to go to a crime scene where there were 20-something shell cases, about 26. Now, they arrested a suspect, but why didn't Tim McGinty use the same approach to that area to warn people about all the other drive-bys on the east side, including some in that same area? The police have plenty of descriptions of other suspect vehicles, just like Tremont. Now, the police did recently arrest 9 gang members on drug charges, but prosecutor, that's why when we were on 117th, Russell's store on St. Clair, black-owned, we called out Tim McGinty, because it could have been a needless double homicide. By the way, why is it taking Tim McGinney so long to deal with Tamir's case with two cops, one shooting, 0.07 seconds? Never mind, I don't have time for that. I'm off my soapbox. I'm going to 216-486. 216-486. How are you doing out there?
Mr. Porter, I am doing exceptionally well. And I'm calling and sorry that I'm late getting on because I missed most of the things. I'm sorry that I didn't hear all that the sister had to say concerning Almighty God. And I'm hoping that next time I'll be able to catch more to hear what she has to say. But anyway, I'm thankful we had a wonderful time. Our family invited us out, and
okay.
We went, DJ Dollar Rock and so forth.
Okay.
And he really showed us a wonderful time. And one thing about it, when Dollar does a thing, he does it well. And we're
okay.
just very thankful for to him
that
for a wonderful
is
day.
That is the truth. Are you going to be holding on to the line?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Hold on to the line. Get your pen and everything together. And just hold the line, all right?
I sure will.
Thank you. That's the one thing that I personally feel that is so needed is when you have information coming out, 216-406. I know you're still there.
You know I'm not going nowhere.
You just had somebody call in that they want to know what apparently what the name of your shows are, what time they come on, and how they can access them.
Wow, you can access my shows Friday night, 9 p.m. I Am a Superwoman 2 on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually also call in and listen at 845-277-9243. Then again on Sunday night, same Blog Talk Radio, I Am a Superwoman 2, same number, 845-277-9243, for a full hour of praise and worship power hour. Get your week jump started by offering it to God. And also I'm putting it in your Facebook events page on Brother Al.
I appreciate that very much. And there we go. So who knows, maybe somebody else will hit up and say, wait a minute, I have heard it while listening to the internet, and they'll dial up 646-478-0944 and say, what was that number? And we'll do it all over again. So we thank you for being a superwoman.
And tomorrow is voting day in Maple Heights. I need to say that. Voters, Maple Heights voters, please come out, exercise your right and your privilege to vote. I'm calling their mayor already, Annette M. Blackwell, for mayor of Maple Heights, Ohio. The polls open at 7:30. Open at 6:30. Don't close until 7:30. Come out and vote. I will be in Maple Heights. I'll walk you to the polls. I'll drive you to the polls. I'll do whatever to get you there, believe me. You can call me at 206-3412 if you need a ride to the polls in Maple Heights tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No problem at all. You know, I still have a request to get to. I am going to get to our next phone call. Oh, wow. G-I-Z-Z-L-E. I see that. But before I do, looking on my list of things to do, okay, Annette M. Blackwell. Now, that's some strong things right there. The fact that she has been, wow, Maple Heights resident for 18 years, ran a successful school levy in 2012. Mayor appointed her in 2011 to review the charter of where she's living. Commercial property tax analyst, knows her business. She came to a hip-hop workshop, several other Cleveland things,
and definitely has spoke very, very strongly and impassioned. And it's always been my feeling that, you know, every once in a while, hey, just like my mom, sometimes Pac said it best, it's time for a black queen. And it's good to see a lady step up and do some things differently. Before I get to my next phone call that I said I'd be getting to shortly, I want to let people know real quick, if I can, because I get a chance to at least let people know some things that are going on here and there. So should you choose, which is something coming up, people who want to know a little bit more about hip-hop itself, the hip-hop homecoming at Tri-City Metro Campus, Thursday, September 17th, noon to 3 p.m., free courtyard concert and cookout, followed by something else extra going on from 3 to 6. And then Wednesday, September 16th, 3 to 4:30 p.m., it's the hip-hop business message and resist going on at the Metro Main Stage Theater. Check everything out online. Tri-City Metro Campus, Hip Hop Homecoming. It's part of that Ohio Hip Hop Awards entire week that's going on until the weekend. Very, very strong things going on indeed. And also, since I get a chance to do this real quick, telephone shows that are out there, definitely feel free to catch, like, tonight at 1 a.m., WCSB.org, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. Usually they do a hip-hop show. And then on Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, 216 Radio. Wow, they're nominated for Best College Internet Radio Show. So with that being said, let's see what's going on. You are on live. M-R-G-I-Z-L-E. It's an honor to hear from you. How you been?
I don't think you know who this is, Brother Al.
Yes, I do. I have you as a friend and everything like that, so I always get a chance to check out and see what's going on with you.
Brother Al, this is Brother Yancey.
You put yourself in that.
This is Mr. Yancey from the Who Has the Power Radio Network, man. I wanted to call and show you some support because you showed me some support on my radio show this evening, and I definitely appreciate it. So, you know, whenever I can, listening to your show, I definitely make the enough effort to do so. And I know my sister, she's still on here. So shout out to Sister Tina Hobson. She's still there. I Am a Superwoman Radio. Definitely, again, appreciate all the support, and I hope that everybody listening really takes what is being said to heart, you know. And if I may say, just talk a little bit about what we did on our, what we talked about on our show, it's the fact that black lives should not matter to everybody else as much as it should matter to us. You know, that was the name of our show today. Does black lives matter to blacks? Does black lives matter to blacks? And, you know, Brother Al, in your opinion, you said you don't believe it really matters, at least with all these situations that are going on. You know, I talked about gave some statistics about Chicago. As a matter of fact, I just closed it. But I'll put it to you this way. Right now, if you look at, I'm going to pull it up while I'm running my mouth. But unfortunately, here's the issue. We do a lot of complaining. We do a lot of blaming about, you know, somebody else did this or somebody else did that. And honestly, we're not even looking at what we're doing to ourselves. And it's time out for that. I mean, like I said, my sister, Tina Hobson, she mentioned, you know, about responsibility. Here you go. There is a statistic from so far between 2014 to December 31st, 2014, there were 2,587 shooting victims in Chicago. Since January 1st, 2015 to September 7th, 2015, there have been 2,054 shootings. Now, some will look at that and say, oh man, there's a decrease. Again, that's just since September. Now, again, you still have October, November, December. Ooh. If we just break that down, or how many killings that is per month, you might either equal that or surpass that. Now, some also say that not all of those lives are African Americans. But if you actually go and do the research on all those homicides, you will find out the majority of those killings are African Americans. So while we're crying about Black Lives Matter, oh man, y'all need to help us out with our communities. We need some help. We need some help. Well, how much are you really helping yourself? How much are you really doing to make sure that Pookie or all those guys on the corner or those guys visiting from another neighborhood don't come into your neighborhood and kill your neighborhood off? And then who you going to – then where's the community effort? Then where's all the this camaraderie, all this, these cookouts and block parties and stuff people having? Oh, man, we about to have a party. But when it, but then when it comes time to stop killing, oh, man, everybody goes in their house, close their windows, shut their doors, and they don't do anything. Again, I'm not going to run my mouth. I can do that. You know that. But
I know that.
They just leave this question. Here's a question that I want to leave. Does Black Lives Matter to blacks? Whether you want to use the word African-American, whatever you want to use. Does Black Lives Matter to you? If not, if it does, then we need to really see that. If not, then you keep doing what you're doing. Worry about you and yours, and then watch everybody else die off. Because eventually, you're going to need some help. And who are you going to go to? Who's going to support you when all you did was sit in your glass house and watch everybody else get and watch everybody else die off? Now you need some help, but you don't have any. Why? Because you sat back and watched destruction. I'm done.
I feel you. How can people tune into your programming?
www.whohasthepowershow.com. That is www.whohasthepowershow.com. You can also download the Mixlr app because we broadcast through Mixlr.com. That's MIXLR.com/WHTP Radio Network. You can also download it in your iTunes store as well as your Google Play store on your smartphone and tablet. That's MIXLR.com. And once you get that app or you log on to the website, you create an account and search for WHTP Radio Network. Follow us, listen to us live, listen to our archive shows, but take us with you everywhere because you never know who might be empowered by listening to the broadcast.
Man, I thank you very much. As a matter of fact, I think there are a few people on the line who will appreciate the next song that I'm about to play, including yourself, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Brother Porter.
No problem. As a matter of fact, oh, man, and I didn't know who he was because the name that was used happened to be named after an artist. And I'm glad, brother, you don't actually bring the type of lyrics that artist was, because he might have been counterproductive to today's show. I do want to say, wow, I showed my respect when I was on the show earlier today. But from the way things looked, to some people, Black lives doesn't matter to some of us. Hell no, it doesn't matter. And that's what's so sad. But I need to play this next song because this, I got to get on her. She needs to put this out as a single. It speaks to all of us. Queen Nana, hey, my man has played the song.
Listen. That it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream and still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Jesus 6, just to name a few. Come on.
Hey, you know, since I have a time left, I want to let people know, wow, I was going to deal with it on this one, but since I put it on my page, I'll deal with some of Honorable Prime Minister Louis Farrakhan's speech a little bit next week, including the private message that I was thankful that Man in the Streets was able to hear. I want to let people know that they can check out blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter, J.R. period. That's Alfred Porter, J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can definitely check out Kicking It with Kim on MyLoudRadio.com. That's on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. You know, I'm getting those little things out of the way because I love to give out that information. And for those who want to send in music, Emax Radio, that's E-M-A-X-X Radio, at gmail.com. And for those who wonder, there is something called the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs on Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. And I think because I feel this way, I mentioned it a little bit, thus being brainwashed by entertainment. I'm disgusted.
Kilroy. The sheriff. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Hyper Bowl show. Said if he stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center. I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic. I was there. Invading Radio 1. I was there. Hold up. Where were you? Oh, yeah. Not there. Discuss. We're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you. Hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom. I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt. You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusting.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusting.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap. You know it. Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
You know, with the little time I have left, I'm going to like Jerry Springer and give a little bit of a final thought if I can. And this is straight directed to the point. It's sad that that song was done like almost and a half years ago. So don't look and say, where was Club Earth? I thought they shut down. They did. It was black owned. But it was very interesting that the same ones who don't seem to care about their community didn't mind standing in long lines at, let's call it, the Mob Run Scripps nightclub and other nightclubs, the same ones who now line up for high-priced tennis shoes anytime some new Jordans or LeBrons show up. And you wonder, do you just blame the young people for standing in line? Or what about the value system of the parents who allow that or say, I'm going to give back to mine because I didn't have, instead of realizing that the things that they didn't have, they turned out well with because they had something called a strong value system. So next week, I'm going to spend some time dealing with bits and pieces of what was said by Prime Minister Farrakhan. We might want to talk about the black church as well, some responsibility therein. Deal with a few other issues that have come through lately. But I just thank you all so much for tuning in. And maybe we'll be able to do like this song I promised to play earlier. We'll be able to say we made it. Gambino Red. Peace.
I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it. Look, they hate it cause we made it out and on the better days. Now on this flight to the top, in due time we'll reach the destination. Like I said before, we're just patiently waiting on this time to come.
Our time.
No hesitation. That means when it opens itself to us, we gon' take it. And I'll put that shit on everything that we gon' make. So if you don't believe that, just suck it up, cause you gon' face it. Like my trees I rolled, you would've thought that I laced it. Mile high living, just one hit and you know you taste it. Got your shorty in the cut choosing, looking oh so anxious. From the look in her eyes, she down for fornication. So let me curve that ass, I'd rather not get involved with Satan. That shit get hard, but I know I gotta do it. Stay focused, dog. That's all I know, and I'm sticking to it, yeah.
sticking to our goals, sticking to our dreams. Wahoo gang, nigga, we the new winning team.
I can't lie, yeah, everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood.
Cause I made it, money motivated, ain't have a thing. Posted on the block, a young boy, I ain't have a name. Big bruh said, do this shit, it ain't about rap, so fuck fame. Told me rape the game for what it's worth, man, get on the chain. Come from a city where your friend be your friend and me. 9 days, they envying, you either dead or he killing him. These niggas switching up and they ain't playing their position. Niggas be snitching up in court if they the co-defendant. Regardless, I'm the hardest with this shit written. I mean, motor rap farther, more balls than a life sentence. Jail time on my head, nigga name in the system. Fuck these niggas snitching, got a clipping, nigga I snip them. Hate it cause I made it, nigga we the greatest. Nigga sipping on this lean, nigga know a nigga faded in the gang, nigga getting changed, nigga you a lame, nigga smoking on that high grade, I'm higher than a plane, nigga.
Everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Hate it cause I made it, and it feels exactly how it should.